Voice Coaches Radio. Everything voiceover.
Can you believe it? Like, already another week gone by. Welcome to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Marissa. It is about to be very, very, very hot around here. Across the entire, I think, East Coast, we're about to see some really blazing temperatures. Here specifically in upstate New York, I want to say Monday, depending on whichever area you're in, it could be like mid to upper 90s. I know once we get more north towards Lake George, they're triple digits starting Monday. Here we are. Summer gets here, and Mother Nature ain't playing. I mean, it's weird because it's been so rainy and gloomy and just chilly all spring, and then flip of a switch, here we are. You know, that's how sometimes things can happen, and I just wish that she would adjust her thermostat just a little bit, you know, and just let us adjust, you know. But welcome to summer officially. This is going to be, you know, a drop in here on the very first day, and then leading into our very first weekend of summer. And I'm feeling pretty productive right now. It's weird, like, I think what's happened for me is I have felt so overwhelmed in how much I've had to do, but it's less in my actual, like, money making working, like, capabilities and all on my to-do list of like home chores that kind of can get my head spinning, because I'm like, when am I going to do it? Like, when do I have time? And like, when's the weather going to cooperate? And so I had initially started working on my home studio because I needed to freshen up. You know, that had been a couple months in the making of finally getting it situated. And, you know, as the nice weather would be here, it's like, all right, I'll put that aside. I'll go work outside and, you know, back and forth. And now I can say, like, the studio is officially done. Like, everything's painted. Everything's got its place. Could some slight adjustments still be in play? Of course, always. You know, I'm a constant redecorator. Everything looks good, and I feel good about it. You know, it all came together very nicely. And, you know, the other things that within the last week got done: the deck is all stained, the patio is all built, and it's just little things to go along with it, right? We got to get some lights to put up, maybe do a little bit extra power washing for the patio just to clear off some of the dirt that has been there. But otherwise, like, I mean, listen, it came a big, big distance. I was very OCD about it. It's like something didn't seem too level. So I'm like, all right, we're digging it back up. But like, I did it like three different times, really. And it's a lot better than it was. Is it 100% level? No, I'm not a magician. I'm not perfect. But, for somebody who doesn't have all the knowledge and just kind of bases things on what they've witnessed and YouTube and like whatever, I probably saved myself a good $3,000-$4,000, you know? I mean, it cost me, when everything is said and done, like deck and studio and, the patio, I mean, a couple $100, you know? So it's like, at the end of the day, save money. Everything looks nicer. It's a good way to be. I feel pretty productive and pretty accomplished in this moment. I will tell you, though, now that I got that set, it's like, I can't wait to go and just be relaxed on the deck. But that's what this time of the year does to us, right? Summer gets here. And it's a time of just hanging out and let loose and getting a little bit laxed on stuff for everybody. And it's not just like, you know, a handful of people that want to just, the sun is out, I got to go and just sit in here and have a drink. It's all of us. Like, these nice months get here and vacations happen and all of that. But because of that, things can slip a little bit, right? And I just want you, if you're somebody who is just in the midst, like, your plan this summer was to really get the ball rolling here in voiceover, I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to have some patience, because that word is key right now. Patience. Okay? Because what's going to happen is you're going to want to run and go full steam. But there's a lot of people that right now are going to be away, and they're going to be, you know, focused on enjoying themselves while the nice weather is here in so many different places, because it doesn't happen often, you know. So it's like you got to go ahead and enjoy it while it's here. And that just means for someone like that, that's yourself, who, you know, maybe wants to just kind of start to get, you know, their feet wet in exploring opportunity and expanding horizons a bit, that patience is going to be something that you really, really need to hone and hold on to, and understand that it's not even just the summer months, right? You just need to be patient in general, because you're on somebody else's time, and everybody, especially these days, is getting pulled in a million different directions. I mean, you hear all the work that I do. I'm pretty good at getting back to people, like, real quick. Maybe too quick at times, because, like, my fiance, if I don't get back to her in, like, 30 seconds, she thinks that I've died. Like, I've tripped down the stairs. I'm at the bottom of them. I'm bleeding. The dog's eating my arm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, worst case scenario. But, you know, it's just not everybody is that way where you get back immediately. So it's just patience is going to be the one thing that allows you some sanity. And, you know, what can you do while you're waiting? You can do a whole lot of stuff. I mean, you know, practice, obviously, that is first and foremost. Like, you want to go ahead and just never stop the practice. If anything, practice even more. You're going to maybe have more time for it. Summer reading. Everybody's got that summer reading list. Not that everybody actually does the summer reading list. You know, we got it. We're going to pretend that we read it. But no, actually dive on in. Read those books out loud. Get the practice under your belt, you know, because then it's just going to keep making you better and better and better with that skill set. And, you know, it's going to be maybe a little bit like, all right, well, when am I going to get a gig? It's, again, patience and practice. So far, we're with the P's, right? You get to work on your skills whenever you have the opportunity. And it's this summer can be honing in on the growth in skills that you've been hoping to enhance. Maybe there's a part of the business that, you know, right now you've got some basic, like, straightforward information that you can do very, very well. But maybe you want to get better at doing audiobooks, and not just doing an audiobook, but, like, bringing it to life. Work on that. That's even better where you've got the summer reading list that you can go ahead and use this to hone your acting abilities, to, like, really bring more emotion to your reading, so that way you can, you know, get to that next level. And then, you know, while you are finding opportunity, auditioning for things, it's just going to keep enhancing what you're doing, you know, all around. So that's a great opportunity to keep growing in those skills, and, you know, start growing in skills that you have been hoping to. You know, this is also a great opportunity while things are maybe a little bit more relaxed. And hey, even while you're just hanging out and, like, you know, lounging on a chair on the deck, just like I hope to be a little bit later today, you could be popping open that laptop or scrolling through on your smartphone and exploring potential opportunity. I mean, maybe you think that you've kind of looked outside the box and that you've reached out to everyone that you can, or you've explored every opportunity that is in the surrounding area. Maybe, but maybe you're wrong. You know, maybe something new popped up that you're not even aware of because you stopped the research. Don't stop. Keep the wings spread and keep on flapping. You know, you've got to continue always. It's a cycle. It's just a circle that you continue to go. It's like practice, research, reach out, practice. Like, I mean, just keep going, you know, and it's just a never ending situation. And, like, eventually, you know, that's how you go and you build this great network of people, and you have the opportunities that maybe come through word of mouth, but you've got to get to that point. And it comes with that research. It comes with those emails sent and those conversations had. So just keep on keeping on, right? Like, go ahead and keep investigating. Maybe there's a business you thought about reaching out to, but then you were like, I don't know. And you questioned it, and then you never did. Reach out to them. The worst that they can say, like I've said a million times to you, the worst that they can say to you is no, Or the worst that they can do is just not reply. You know, and there might even be situations where somebody hadn't replied. Take this opportunity now to follow up. There is no harm in that. Seriously. I mean, people are busy. We know that. And, you know, this might be a time of the year for certain businesses where maybe it is a little bit more relaxed. Maybe it's not as busy as it typically is. And they have a little bit more opportunity to be, you know, replying to emails. And they were like, oh, you know what? I'm glad that they reached back out. I was thinking about them, but I couldn't find the email. Like, you know, and boom, there you are. And you've reached out. And now they're following back up with you. You know, you really never know. And that's why this is just so, so good of a time, as stressful as it can be, as you're, you know, waiting either for opportunities to come through or trying to find the opportunities or, you know, waiting for people to get back. I mean, every step that you take is getting you into the place that you want to be. And, you know, just take all the time that you have to continue to you know, grow and it's not even just like growing in skill, it's growing in all aspects. So I don't want that nice weather to relax you too much. Don't let anything slip. This is the time of exponential growth if you want it. And I know you want it. I know you want it bad. You know, it's so like I love getting that student that's in front of me that they are just so excited that they want to do anything. They want to do anything when it comes to work, but they want to do anything that they can to make sure that they are getting it and will be successful. I had a gentleman the other day who was like, you know, I've done this for so long and you know, maybe I'm not the absolute best at it, but because I make myself available. They know what they're going to get from me. I'm consistent and they, you know, I'm respectable and I'm a good person, you know, with them. And, you know, they come to me for, you know, when they need somebody. And it's like, I'm going to plan on doing the same thing for myself in this business. And I love to hear that, because some people are so scared, especially at first, to put themselves out there. And this guy, he's like, no, this is just like anything else. And I, you know, maybe somebody said I couldn't do what I've been doing this whole time. Well, if somebody's going to try to say the same thing here, or I'm going to try to say that even a little bit to myself, I'm going to prove that I can. And I'm going to, you know, treat this just like any other gig. And I'm going to, you know, put everything I've got into it. And I'm not going to let anybody slow me down. And, you know, don't let anybody slow you down. Don't let the season slow you down. But do take some time for yourself, because, again, this sunshine doesn't last forever if you're in certain parts of the country. For those of us in New York, we've waited a long time for it. So I will be enjoying that. And, you know, I get to, I guess, like, I don't know, is this the birthday weekend? Like, my birthday's on a Tuesday. I don't really know how to celebrate. Like, it's weird. So it's either like this weekend or the following. You know what? I'm going to celebrate all week, because why not? Who's going to stop me, right? So happy birthday to me, and happy birthday to you if you're celebrating too, fellow Junes, fellow Cancers. But if you've got anything that you want us to discuss on the pod, hit me up, marissa@voicecoaches.com, M-A-R-I-S-S-A @voicecoaches.com. Questions, comments, just good old hellos, I'll take it all. And we've got a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio coming your way next weekend, next Friday, right here with Voice Coaches Radio. Stay safe, everybody.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.